those in favor signify by raising your hand. And Mary, it's unanimous, and it passes. Thank you.
So, with that, Kershaw County passed the Second Amendment resolution. Yay! It's such a wonderful day in Kershaw County. Well, not really, because there ain't no line in the concrete. And that's what we're going to talk about today. Hey, y'all, Pork Chop here. Kershaw County Council passed this here Second Amendment resolution, and I thought I'd give y'all my opinion and opine on this thing while it's still happening. So, here is Julie Burns. Ooh, be afraid, Julie Burns. Anyway, this here is Julie Burns reading this here proclamation resolution that ain't got no weight in it. But listen.
Move now to the next item on the agenda, which is a resolution by Kershaw County Council expressing its support of Second Amendment rights. With that, I'll follow the same protocol, read through it, and then we'll take a motion. Whereas the Second Amendment of the United States Constitution states in part that the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed, and whereas the same language is also contained in Article 1, Section 20 of the Constitution of the State of South Carolina, which provides in pertinent part a well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. And whereas the Kershaw County Council feels that the right of citizens to bear arms, as stated in both the United States Constitution and the Constitution of the State of South Carolina, is a fundamental right that should be protected to the greatest degree possible. And whereas the legislative assemblies of several states have begun adopting measures regarding gun control, and it is expected these proposed measures, which would greatly encroach on the constitutional rights of those citizens affected, will be introduced in the aforementioned states as part of their 2020 legislative sessions. And whereas the Kershaw County Council, by adopting this resolution, wishes to express its strong support for the rights of citizens under the Second Amendment of the United States Constitution and the Constitution of the State of South Carolina, urges the governor and members of the General Assembly to take no action which would violate the freedoms guaranteed in both constitutions. Now, therefore, be it resolved by Kershaw County Council that Kershaw County Council hereby expresses its strong support for the rights of citizens to bear arms pursuant to the Second Amendment of the United States Constitution and of the Constitution of South Carolina, and urges the members of the General Assembly and the governor to take no action which would violate the freedoms guaranteed in both constitutions. I will now entertain a motion to approve this. Mr. Jones?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, members of the council. I so move.
Ain't them pretty words? I know every one of us support the Second Amendment out here, but in there he talked about, you know, that they urge the state not to do anything, and that we gonna protect the people for the Second Amendment. But what about background checks and registration and permit for carrying concealed and open carry? You can't do none of them things. You gotta have permit, you gotta have permission, and apparently they don't consider that no infringement. Ain't no line in the concrete again. Y'all see that, don't you? But let's move on. So there was seven people that signed up to speak at the public comment. And this one guy, this Justin fella, is really good. And I want y'all to hear what he says about the Second Amendment and what it means to him.
Good evening, gentlemen. It's been a while since I spoke, and it's good to see all of you again. I had a somewhat more eloquent speaking notes drafted, but I'm going to sum it up with this. Don't give up your guns. period, dot. Anybody who asks you to give up your guns is planning to do something to you that you will wish you had kept them for. Put more succinctly, those who beat their swords into plowshares end up plowing for those who kept their swords. And the Second Amendment is never more than just a few council members away from being stripped of from us. I've had a...
Oh, we gotta stop here. Did you hear that? It ain't no more than four council men away, because, you know, there's seven of them, and all they had to have is a majority that could take away your rights. That's how come you got all kinds of taxes and fees and fines and all that kind of stuff, because four of them, at least four of them, is going to steal your money or take your rights or do something funny to you to build boondoggles all over the place. But let's go on. Go ahead, Justin.
Council member tell me, basically, that he doesn't have to convince me if he convinces himself. And that's all it takes.
Let's point this out, too. That means that the councilman don't care about you. He just cares about himself, and he really don't represent you. He just represents himself. Whatever is good for himself. That self-interest, that's the way people is, you know, in general. Go ahead, Justin.
All it takes is four of you to convince yourselves that I do not have this right to my guns, and you will vote to try to take them away from me, and then we're going to fight. And that's period. That's the end of the story right there. I hope it never comes to that, and I hope the fact that the Second Amendment did not get created in the 1700s, but stems all the way back to the Middle Ages and English common law, would be enough to convince us that their traditions and collected wisdom of our ancestors has shown us that an armed populace is a peaceful populace and a protected populace. There's a mantra I like to live by, and I heard it only recently, but it really stuck with me. And it goes something similar to this. Strong men create good times. Good times create weak men. Weak men create hard times. And hard times create strong men. And then oftentimes we find that good times and these weak men forget how important the rights that the strong men gave us are to our future prosperity. In conclusion, I'd like to say the second is not up for debate. It is not quibbling over semantics because our comma is here or our comma is there. The militia is us. It is us. It is all of us. This is the organized and the unorganized militia. The right to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. I do not understand how that could be confusing, but apparently it is to some. And if you are afraid of guns, I've got no issue with you. You don't have to have them. But I'm not afraid of them. And I know how useful they can be for our protection. And it is not about hunting. It is always about personal protection. It has been about having weapons on par with those that are in common military usage. Not muskets. Nothing archaic. Not English longbows. Common military usage. Thank you.
Okay. Justin points out something very, 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 very important here. The Second Amendment is meant for us to have weapons the same, on the same grade as military, so that if the government gets too big for the britches, we can go in and we can clean out the rat and get rid of them. That's what it's there for. It ain't about hunting. It ain't about all this skeet shooting and all this and personal protection only. Yeah, it's about that stuff. But it's about having the protection against a crazy, crazy government that always happens all the time, every time throughout history, ever, 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 ever. Now, this here lady, she's speaking of on the Second Amendment and says how much she supports it. But this is interesting right here.
But again, seizing guns and, you know, creating special local ordinances and all, I just would not have guessed we would be there, but we are there today.
Yeah. Would you ever believe it when you was growing up? Did you ever see the Second Amendment under threat like this? I mean, you didn't know. Remember when we used to have gun racks in the back of the pick-em up trucks at high school with all? Remember that? We don't have that no more, do we? There ain't no line in the damn concrete. There ain't no line in the concrete. Everybody says, ooh, protect the Second Amendment, but there ain't no line in the concrete. So they keep going and going and getting a little bit at a time. So, the next one we got coming up is the sheriff of Kershaw County. His name is Lee Bones. Now, listen to what he had to say.
I'm also up here thanking our county council. This is a good step, protecting our Second Amendment rights. I'm all for you. I support it 100%. Also want to talk about our checks and balances. Even if we didn't have a council that was supportive of our Second Amendment, and you were to come up with some kind of ordinance to violate the Second Amendment, I would not enforce it. So that means it kind of works both ways. We are glad to have a council that supports the Second Amendment and a sheriff that supports it. That's a win-win for Kershaw County. I want to thank every one of you for it.
Thank you, Mr. Sheriff.
So the sheriff, Lee Bone, says he ain't gonna take your gun, is what he's saying. If they pass something unconstitutional, he ain't going to enforce unconstitutional law. Well, Sheriff, bullshit. I call it bullshit, because you do it all the time. You violate rights all the time because the politicians don't give you an opinion and make something illegal. Is it legal for me to carry my weapon anytime, anywhere I want to? No. Why? Because politicians say that I can't do that, and that is an infringement on my right, and you enforce it. So don't tell me that you're gonna not enforce this one, because you already enforcing them. So what are you gonna do? Where is the line in the concrete? Why don't you people ever want to do a line in the concrete? It don't make no sense to me. So now you're going to say, oh, I won't do this. But when it comes down to it, you ain't got no line in the concrete. You back us some more. So I don't want to hear this. He just going political points. That's what they're all doing right here. Let's move on. So let's hear the head honcho of this hand resolution. His name is Jimmy Jones. He's on the right hand side over here by this fine lady that helps him. She's a secretary. Well, Jimmy Jones is right there. Let's listen to what Jimmy Jones had to say about his head resolution.
Any discussion? Mr. Jones, you have the...
I do. Room. I would like to, very quickly, I'm going to sum it all up. I have introduced this resolution because of events that are taking place in other states across America. In other jurisdictions, legislation has passed or is being proposed that could limit citizens' access or possession of certain firearms, ammunition, or gun accessories. Such legislation has not passed here in South Carolina at this time. I think that's important for us to know. But I want our federal and state elected officials to know that Kershaw County supports the Second Amendment rights of its citizens. In my resolution here tonight, it hasn't got any power. It doesn't affirmatively take action. Rather, it only supports rights already granted by the United States and South Carolina constitutions. This resolution, this is what's important to me, urges the governor and the General Assembly to take no action which would violate the freedoms guaranteed by both constitutions. And I want to thank the individuals that got up and so bravely spoke tonight.
So what Jimmy's saying is everything that they've already done, all the common sense gun laws, are not violations of your Second Amendment. But anything else is a violation. Is that what he's saying? Is that what y'all hear? That's what I heard. And he rightly admits now that this ain't got no legal binding. It don't really mean nothing. They're just saying quit. Don't do it. Don't do no more. But what if they do? What is he gonna do then? Put another resolution up and say quit. So, you know, as much as the words is pretty and everything, Pochok cannot support anything unless he comes ahead and starts protecting and a restoration of rights. That's what we need, a restoration of rights. And all these infringements, if he's going to protect the Second Amendment at all, he needs to draw lines in the concrete with ordinances so that we can protect ourselves when the time comes, if it comes. It's better to have a defense now and not need it than not have one when we do need it. And they ain't building us no defenses yet. This might be a baby step toward that end. This is David Snodgrass. He's the one all the way on the other side. See him up there? Not the first guy, but the second guy. And that's who that is. So let's listen to what David... Oh, and did I mention he is a reverend, you know, a preacher. Now let's listen to what this here preacher says.
I'll say that I do feel like we are blessed that we live in a state in which, personally, I don't feel like we're forced to try to make this resolution. Luckily, we have an environment in the state of South Carolina that is very Second Amendment friendly. Now, we all realize that can change, and so I think that if that wind does begin to shift, that they understand how Kershaw County feels. More importantly, and Mr. Webb brought this up.
Let's hold on just a second. You notice what he said there? He said, we're very gun friendly here, and if the winds shift, you know, in other words, what he's saying is that all the infringements he agrees with. He agrees with you got to have background check, you got to have CWP, you can't do this, you can't do that with your gun, you can't walk around outside and have your gun on and all this kind of stuff. He agrees that is okay. That ain't no infringement. But if they come, in other words, he ain't got no line in the concrete. None of these people got no lines in the concrete. That is the point of this whole thing. You guys listen to all these people and ain't got no line in the concrete. How are you supposed to know when an infringement happened if you ain't got no line in the concrete? Don't make no sense. Do it. Let's go.
I think more than the Second Amendment, I fear our freedom of religion tends to be under attack. And so I would encourage us to not just this amendment, but to be aware of all the amendments, of all the freedoms, all the liberties that is afforded to us, that has been bought with the price of those who have served.
Now listen to that. Did you hear that? He talked about religious liberties under attack. I don't see nobody closing down no churches and all. Do you anybody? Now, all your churches is 501c3. That means they shut themselves up. They can't talk about political issues and endorse candidates and all because the government won't give them no tax relief. So I guarantee you his church is probably some kind of 501c3. And yet he's up here telling us we need to be conscious of our liberties. And then it's paid for by all these people that died and all that. No, it ain't. It's paid for because God gave me these rights, not the government. The government takes rights. It don't give no daggum rights. Ain't no line in the concrete. Again, these people don't know what the hell they're talking about. So let's listen to what he said, the rest of what he said.
That we are aware of all those liberties, and not just this one, but that we do live in a country that recognizes that all men, all women, are created equal, endowed with inalienable rights by their creator. And so thankful that we live in this nation.
Oh, he finally mentioned the creator. He didn't say God. You notice that? He just went with what they put in the Constitution, which meant creator. It means any superior being or whatever, not God. If God gave us the Constitution, why in the world did he leave out his own name? That don't make no sense, do it? That's something just to think about. But he's supporting the resolution, even though it don't mean nothing, of course. Now we come to old Ben Cornell. Now, Ben, he's got a really good speech. It really, really sounds good, but it makes some very good points that he don't really explain. And I ask you to find in here if he points to any kind of infringements that he didn't like or whatever.
Sometimes you have a unique experience whenever you're sitting on council. Not that this is about me or any one of us, but people from different times in your life will just be in the crowd, and it brings up real strong and poignant memories. And that's happened to me tonight. I remember growing up off Highway 5, Mr. Holland and his kids, and he was one of the first individuals that taught me, in addition to my father, about the importance of gun rights and gun safety. And we grew up with guns out there. For defense, but as kids, it was for recreation and hunting primarily. I see Mr. Craig Hudson at school. As he traveled around, he would teach us about the importance of guns in school. Mentioning school, in high school, I can recall several of my friends who would have that cool gun rack in the truck. How quickly things change, huh? You'd have your shotgun and you go hunting after school.
Did you hear that? You remember when all the kids had gun racks in the back of their pick-up truck during hunt season? They'd had them guns up in there when they went to school. And you notice he said, you know, those times are long gone, or some kind of thing like that. But he don't say that was an infringement. Why didn't he say, and the Second Amendment being infringed enough? And I'm going to draw a line in the concrete, but he don't say that, do he? No, he say, oh, that was good. Them was good times, but they ain't gone now forever and ever because we got common sense gun laws. Listen to him.
Or go out over the weekend, try to make it to the deer stand real early, and then go to school afterwards, and that was totally fine. That was just Kershaw County. And I miss that. I totally support the Second Amendment. A few of the comments tonight by those who signed up to speak, I think, stick out. Mr. Jones' comment about common military usage. I see an FN hat in the crowd. Not that I'm one of their salespeople or anything, but they contract with the government to produce SCARs and other heavy weaponry. It would be nice if citizens could have access to it and afford them.
Did you hear that? Now, he said he agrees that we ought to be able to go in to FN, which manufactures a lot of big gun, M16s, 9mm, and all that kind of stuff for the military. Now, he said that we ought to be able to get that stuff if we can afford it. Now, I agree with Ben Cornell. This is exactly right. But why does he say, but we can't go do that? That was an infringement on the Second Amendment. Why didn't he say that? He didn't draw the line in the concrete. No, he didn't say, you know, we already been infringed. This don't make no sense. Why'd he do that? Does he agree that we don't have it, or does he not agree that we have it? He sound like he do, but he don't. It don't make no sense.
Also, Mr. Steele. One of the things that sticks out to me is whenever your Second Amendment rights need to be invoked, it's typically because most of the other ones have already been infringed upon. Your freedom of speech, as Mr. Snodgrass mentioned, your freedom of religion, your freedom to associate, the right to not have unreasonable searches and seizures, all these rights tend to have been violated in some way by someone. And yes, it has to be the government, I understand that. But I want to make sure that we embrace what he said. And if we're going to do this one, we got to start looking for other opportunities, I guess, to support the entire Bill of Rights in the future as it comes up. You know, there.
Now, he made. See, he said, "Damn, we ought to take steps to protect all our rights when the situation comes up." And yet, he knows already. We're getting censored. We're getting censored on social media. We got all kinds of people tracking us. What is that? Unreasonable search and seizure? Does he care about data, metadata going to the government and all reading our emails and all that kind of stuff? Oh no, that ain't no infringement. He's speaking out of both sides of his mouth. These politicians, I tell you what, they just want to please everybody, don't they? Go ahead on, Ben, with your little speech.
Our rights are under attack all the time. One of the portions of the Bill of Rights I think that gets overlooked is the reservation of rights to the people in the states. Anything that hasn't been particularly spelled out in the Constitution to the federal government is your right, and it's reserved to the states. So while this resolution, admittedly by Mr. Jones, doesn't have any real teeth, it represents, I think, the feeling that the people in this room and those who are watching at home and those in Kershaw County and the state of South Carolina do have teeth, that we have the ability to defend ourselves if we need to. And for that reason, I would support the resolution.
Okay, he said, "Just don't have no teeth, but we got teeth, and we'll bite you whenever you cross that line in the sand," which he'll move back a little bit and draw another line in the sand, then move back a little bit and draw another line in the sand. Where's the line in the concrete? Need a line in the concrete, but they don't want to put no line in the concrete. So now we got Mr. Tom Gardner coming up. He's the big fella. Great big old fella sitting back there, look like a walrus. Listen to Tom. He loves guns and stuff because he always had them.
I'm a gun owner. I firmly believe in the Second Amendment, and we've got to protect that at all costs. There's no better example than the church shooting a few weeks ago. Prime example of somebody with a gun that probably saved a lot of lives in that. You think about the laws and regulations, those things. You know, the laws are for honest people. You know, if you follow the laws, that's who they're for, because criminals don't care.
Okay, let's make a point here. The laws is not for the criminals, he said. The laws is for the people. What is that? What does that mean? That means laws are people control. People don't need a whole lot of laws. You know, love thy neighbor, treat each other, turn the other cheek, don't steal, rob, don't commit fraud, all them kind of things. You know, them Ten Commandment things. That's about all you need. But he's saying that the laws is for the good of the people and all that. It ain't. It's people control. He don't understand it. He got it upside down, too. Watch it.
What about the laws? You can have all the laws you want to. If you're a criminal, you don't care about those. So laws are for honest people. Laws are for, you know, those of us sitting in this room that follow them. And
so okay, now, Tom Gardner is the last one that spoke on this. I want y'all to notice that Sammy Tucker, right here, Sammy Tucker, and Julie Burns. Sammy Tucker and Julie Burns made no comment at all. None. Conspicuously silent. Psst. No comment. So, that's when they passed the thing. So, what does it all mean? It means nothing, pretty much. It can mean something. It might be something at the beginning of the start if Jimmy Jones or Ben Connell or David Snodgrass proposes ordinances to give us back our rights, to push back on this infringement that's already taking place, and leave some ordinances in place that would defend us against all these aggressions, and if what would happen if they come to get our guns. you know, tell the sheriff, look here, this is the line in the concrete, and if they come and cross that line, you go lock them up and throw away the key. That's simple, simple, simple. But they don't understand it or don't have the cojones to pass such a thing. So that's Pope Chalk's take on the St. Curtis Hall County resolution supporting the Second Amendment. I hope all of you have enjoyed it, and we'll see y'all back next time.